Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The latest upgrade to Apple AirPods has just landed in Ireland, bringing with it a groundbreaking feature, the ability to be used as hearing aids. But while this new technology promises to offer a convenient solution for those with hearing challenges, is it truly the answer to better hearing? Well, joining me now is Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish Independent, and also Sandra Cummings, who's a diagnostic audiologist at Beacon Audiology Hearing and Balance. So Adrian, let's get the tech side first. How does it work? It's available here today, is it?
It is, yeah. Now, you need Apple's AirPods Pro 2. So that's the top of the line pair of AirPods. But so it's €279. But I suppose the comparison here really is with hearing aids, which cost usually a minimum of €1,000, often €2,000 up. So the idea here is that the AirPods Pro 2, together with an iPhone, they use the AirPods inbuilt microphone to boost noise around you. Now, a lot of other earbuds have a similar feature called transparency mode. So if you don't have the AirPods Pro 2, you don't have an iPhone, you can do a version of this yourself with your own earbuds if you go into your own settings on your own phone with your earbuds and activate transparency mode, and that will activate the microphone. But essentially what it's doing is it is boosting, it's capturing the audio around you. It's isolating things like voices, and it's maximizing that into your ear. So it's essentially amplifying noise into your ear.
So it'll test your hearing first. Is that the first step?
That's right. So when you go into your settings on your iPhone with your AirPods in, you will see under settings, there's a section there called AirPods, and then it will set up a hearing test for you. It lasts about 4 minutes for each ear, and it's a series of beeps, and it assesses your hearing level. Now, I did it, and my hearing level was pretty good, so it doesn't really boost the audio much for me. But the idea here is that, I guess, Apple is thinking that people are wearing AirPods, you know, sometimes all day. And they're also calculating, I suppose, that there may be less of a stigma for people, for older people who maybe don't want a hearing aid to be visible. It's pretty straightforward to set up if you have the equipment.
But then are you expected to wear your little earpods or wear the headphones in a social situation in order to improve your hearing? And is that not going to be a little strange?
It is going to be a little strange. And that is one of the downsides. I brought this up with Apple when they launched it. They launched it last year. They only turned it on in Ireland there recently. But I don't know, Claire, this is a generational thing. If you talk to somebody under the age of 25, they might say that it's OK socially to have your earbuds on, you know, all day, walking into a shop, talking to people, even talking to people in a social scene. I'm kind of an age, I find that slightly difficult to get my head around. In my book, if you're talking to somebody and they have their headphones on or their earbuds in, there is a slight social issue there. There is maybe a suggestion of being rude. Apple's calculation is that that is becoming more of a normal day-to-day thing, and it is becoming less rude. And as the generations change and evolve, that it's not a social faux pas. And given that they cost only a fraction of hearing aids, why not?
Mm-hmm. So they're not charging more for this service, are they? You just pay your, what did you say, €279 for your AirPods?
For your AirPods. Yeah, absolutely. So if you already have your AirPods Pro 2, which quite a lot of people do, a lot of people tend to buy the flagship Apple product. So AirPods cost from about €150 to about €280. These are the €280 ones. But if you have them, then it's just a free software update on your iPhone, which your iPhone has probably done anyway on the overnight charge. So you already have it loaded into your iPhone. You just go down into settings, choose your AirPods. It will say, do you want to take a hearing test? Do you want to switch the hearing aid feature on or off? And you can also vary the power of it in the settings as well.
Okay, Adrian, thank you very much for explaining it to us. But let's get the expert view now with Sandra Cummings, who's a diagnostic audiologist. Sandra, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Claire.
I suppose if somebody is suffering slight hearing loss, they might turn to this product. What do you think about it, having heard Adrian describe how it works?
Yeah, I mean, I have heard about it. They launched it in the States a good while ago. It's an interesting concept. I think it will be more so of creating awareness of hearing loss, that you thought you might have a hearing loss. You do the self-test. But there are a number of issues with this. Medically correctable causes of hearing loss can't be ruled out. So this business of self-diagnosing a hearing loss can get into dangerous territory. You know, there's a number of causes of hearing loss. You know, there could be a middle ear infection or wax occlusion, and there are other types of hearing loss which is require more urgent attention. So the issue of doing a self-test and then diagnosing it yourself and fitting yourself can be questionable. Whenever you do a hearing, you know, and when we, so I personally think it'll create awareness of hearing loss. And then you might use it for a couple of, you know, for a short while. There are a number of drawbacks with these devices, as good as they are. I mean, you need accurate thresholds really to program something optimally. So it's very rudimentary. It's really only meant for mild hearing losses. Anything more than that, you need to go to an audiologist. But why? Sorry?
No, I was just going to ask you whether, I mean, we see this development, which is coming from the tech world. I mean,
yes.
Are things moving very quickly in the hearing loss world
yes.
because of developments in technology?
Yeah, I mean, there are fantastic hearing aids out there, which are very, very sophisticated. The other issue with when you have a hearing loss, you need to wear this for extended periods of a day. So 4 to 5 hours, which the battery time that you're getting from the AirPods, is just not good enough for habituation. You know, when you wear a hearing aid, you need to put it in the morning and take it out at nighttime. You need to habituate to background sounds, and the brain has got to learn to block those out. For example, someone living on a busy road. So that you can get with a hearing aid with constant wear. You're not going to get that with your AirPods.
Mm-hmm.
And the other issue is that, your expert was discussing, you know, they're very, very visible. People who have a mild hearing loss really want something invisible. You don't want to draw attention to the fact. And, you know, are you going to be sitting at a romantic dinner with AirPods in your ear? Probably not.
Well, you know? Sandra, Adrian was saying to us that might be a generational thing, you know, younger people might feel okay about that. I don't know.
They may not, but they're also very self-aware. So I don't know if it's going to look good look on an Instagram post, for example, if you're young and wearing AirPods, you know. Mm-hmm. But there's a number of issues. I mean, they don't fit everyone. They can cause occlusion. So this is another big problem with mild hearing losses. As soon as you put something in the ear that occludes it, you cause occlusion because the low-frequency hearing is generally better than the high-frequency hearing. And so your voice is loud. There's echoes in the head. You hear yourself chewing. So that's a massive problem with something in your ear if you have a mild hearing loss.
Okay.
If you have a severe hearing loss, it's not going to be a problem, but then you're not going to be wearing an AirPod.
So the normal, simple hearing aids that people wear, are they just slightly in behind the ear?
Yes, they're behind the ear with a very thin wire and with an open dome generally in the ear canal. So you do not see these hearing aids, and they are unbelievably sophisticated. The latest one was brought out last year, the first AI-driven hearing aid ever launched. It's 54 times processing quicker than any other hearing aid before that. So the noise cancelling is better. You can hear behind you, next to you, in front of you. AirPods aren't going to do that. I do think AirPods, what they're going to do is create awareness of hearing loss. Try this out. Gosh, and I read a whole lot of blogs this morning on what people are saying in the US, for example. People have used it. And they're saying, you know what? I realize that I actually have a hearing issue. I don't want to wear a white AirPod in my ear all day. I think I need to address this.
Yeah. People, so you're saying you're happy enough then for people to take the test that's being offered on their iPhone using their AirPods as a first step?
As a first step, but don't diagnose a hearing loss.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to alert you that I may have a hearing loss, and then you really need to go to a diagnostic audiologist. It could be wax. It could be perforation. It could be middle ear effusion. It could actually be a tumor growing on your acoustic nerve. You know, self-diagnosing, you know, this might alert them that there is an issue, but then go and visit a diagnostic audiologist and let them give you, you know, and a calculated opinion.
And Sandra, something else I wanted to ask you is, are you seeing more people presenting with some form of hearing loss because they might be wearing their earphones too much?
Yes. So, you know, we've spoken about this a lot. I mean, people are aware these days of noise-induced hearing loss. People are wearing earpods or headphones a lot, particularly noisy environments. And so when you can hear someone's music playing 1 meter away from you, that music is too loud. Noise-induced hearing loss is permanent. And people, it's a world is a noisy place. We're on the dart. We're on the the Lewis, we crank up our volume because we want to hear our, appreciate our music because there's so much ambient noise and we're creating noise-induced hearing loss. So people are definitely more aware of it. People also are aware of not managing hearing loss because there's been a lot of talk recently since about the Lancet article in 2020 about hearing loss and dementia. And hearing loss doesn't cause dementia, but it causes cognitive fatigue. So our brain should not work too hard. And people are aware of that. So we're seeing more and more people coming to us saying, listen, I'm straining. I need to do something about it.
So if you're doing that, if you're struggling to hear, yes. you're overworking your brain, essentially.
You're overworking your brain. You're using too much brain power for hearing and less for cognition, for memory, for concentration. So, mm-hmm. And people are aware of that. We're seeing much, much more of that coming our way. Why not wear something that's invisible? No one can see it and hear for the first time.
And you mentioned using headphones in a noisy environment. Your concerns around that are that we need to turn them up really loudly so that we can hear what we want to hear. Okay.
But the over ear ones are much better because the noise cancelling is better. With AirPods, the white in-the-ear ones, you do have to crank up the volume because they're not the noise-cancelling feature isn't as good as an over-the-ear headphone.
So from your point of view, we're the big ones.
Absolutely, yeah.
Sandra, good to talk to you. Thanks for explaining that to us. Sandra Cummings there, who's a diagnostic audiologist at Beacon Audiology, Hearing and Balance. And earlier we heard from Adrian Weckler. We're in for a presidential election here. We're going to hear all about that. Also coming up a little later, living with lung cancer, what one survivor wants us to know about it.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.